It's Friday, the 14th of November, and it's a windy day and wet. It's just light rain at the moment, but it's really mild. Of course, that wind is coming in an unusual direction for us. It's coming up apparently from the southeast, so I guess it's sweeping up over the land, up over England, cutting across us, bringing some warm air with it. It's not warm, but it's not cold. It's just mild. But the skies are heavy and laden, and not a nice day. Well, not a nice start to the day. It may turn out to be nice. Oh, fresh though, fresh. The type of morning, or the kind of morning, to fill the lungs and clear the head at the same time. It's very dark this morning. It's 7:00 I'm off. It's getting darker and darker and darker. Yesterday I had to reset the timer for the... We have bollard lights at the front of the house. I remember exactly the time. It was 4:25. I was going to say 3:25, but it's 4:25. And it was already getting dark. The bollard lights hadn't come on, so I had to reset the timer. Add another hour, half an hour on. Make sure they come on in time. Closing in, it's like like the Dementors in Harry Potter. Skies go dark and swirl and everything dims down. And then the Dementor of Sad comes along. Well, that's going to cool my tea down. It's getting heavy now. Just looking at the ground in front of me, just below my colourful Acer tree, which hasn't many leaves left now, but I was looking out yesterday when there was a bit brighter sky and the tips were fiery red. Well, it's dropping them like needles now. The ground's festooned with beautiful colours, but only the sun will shine those up. Still looking beautiful though. It's just like a painter's palette. And my wall climbing cotoneaster has turned over. Beautiful, those tiny, tiny wee leaves, a beautiful, rich, deep blood red colour. These things creep up on you, you know. I didn't even notice that the other day, and it's always been that colour for a few days. Just this morning caught my eye. Got a bit of a sore head this morning. Not as sore as in painful, but just, you know, one of those heads you get when you think, am I going down with something? I don't feel that way. I actually feel pretty good, but my head's telling me something different. I should say my forehead is telling me something different. If I'm going down with it, I'd rather go down now than over the festive period. Not much activity in the garden this morning. I think I've only seen two birds since I've come out. Birds. That is refreshing. I have a sudden urge to lie down, so lie down and close my eyes. Not go to sleep, just contemplate. Contemplate the infinite. It's actually enjoyable to stand and watch all the trees swaying about, swirling at the tops. The wonder of nature. The wondrous rain that's getting heavier. Tea's already gone cold. Ah well. Nothing to grieve about. The kettle can always be reboiled. We could apply that to life, huh? Things that we've said or done. Well, throw that away. Let's just go and boil another section of that life. That, let's run over it again. Do it right this time. Say it right. Be right. But life's just too complex for that. My God, if we got everything right in life, oh, we'd be angels and saints. There's a hen, Blackie, and if she hadn't moved her head, I'd never have spotted her. She's totally camouflaged against the ground. She must have been sitting there when I was out, sitting below the bush, sheltering. But it's getting too heavy now, and I have no shed to shelter below. So indoors it has to be. The drichness is upon me again.